Praise the Lord, church. I'm so glad I serve a king that's high and lifted up. I love what I feel in this place. There's a spirit of worship in here. There's a spirit of worship. How many came to worship him? How many came to praise him? How many came to lift him up? How many came to just stare at me and watch me talk all night? Almost got you. I'm ready to get something from God tonight. I believe God's wanting to speak to our hearts. I believe he's wanting to speak to our soul. If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 91. The book of Psalms, chapter 91. I'm glad to have this opportunity to preach tonight. I never want to take it lightly being behind a pulpit. I never want to take it lightly being used by God. I love the Lord tonight. Psalms chapter 91, we're going to read these 16 verses here. It says, verse 1, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And we know we serve an Almighty God. Verse number 2 says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked." How many understand the wicked have a reward as well? Verse 9 says, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thine habitation, There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name." How many know he knows your name tonight? And we know his name. His name is Jesus. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." How many understand tonight we must abide in him? We must be in him. We must work and do things within him. I want to be in him tonight. I want to be in his will tonight. Let's pray over the word. Lord, I love you. I praise you tonight, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for another time, another opportunity to be in your house tonight, Lord. Let's not waste your time tonight, Lord. Let's not waste this opportunity tonight, Lord, we have to be in your house, to be in your presence, Jesus. I ask you just to move in a mighty way, Lord, Lord, help me to say what you want me to say, Lord, tonight. And let me be your messenger tonight, Lord. I ask you just bless this word and bless some lost soul tonight. We just thank you. We exalt your name, Jesus. Do what you want to do. In your name we pray. Amen. 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 I'm glad somebody's with me. Turn to your neighbor and say, safety. Safety. There's safety when you're abiding in Jesus Christ. There is a safety net, Brother Ken, when we abide in Jesus. He is my strong tower. He is my refuge. I want to abide in him. I want to be in him. And I want to be used by him. A recent poll in 2025, the SafeWise poll, found that 48% of Americans feel safe in the state they live in. 48% of Americans feel safe in the state that they live in. Neighborhood safety poll in 2020 The YouGov poll indicated that about 89% of Americans feel very safe or somewhat safe considerably in their own neighborhoods. How many want to be safe tonight? I want to feel safe. I don't want to feel unsafe. I don't want to feel unsure, but I want to be sure. I want to know where my help comes from. I want to know where my help comes from tonight. There is a safety in the presence of God. Whether you like it or not, where you're sitting at, the presence of God is here. The presence of God is here. If you don't feel Him, the presence of God, if you do feel Him, the presence of God is here. The safety is in the presence of God. Everyone wants to feel safe. Our safety depends on who and what we cling to, church. It matters what we cling to. Whether you feel like you need to cling to the church or whether you feel like the world is a little bit better to cling on to, you're going to cling on to something. You're going to decide, what am I going to be more familiar with? Am I going to be more familiar with the world, or am I going to be more familiar with the church? If you want to abide in Him, you're going to be more familiar with the church. If you're going to be in Him, you're going to be more familiar with His Word. If you're going to abide in Him, you're going to be more familiar with His Spirit. I want to be familiar with God. I want to know where my safety comes from. Are you clinging to the world, or are you clinging to the church? Are you clinging to the world, or are you clinging to the church? We must always cling to the church. We must always cling to the solid rock. We must always cling to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We must always cling to the one who saves. We must always cling to the one who delivers, the one that keeps us whole, the one that keeps us right, and the one that keeps us safe. I mean, you're saying God keeps you safe. You're here tonight because God has kept you safe. You're here tonight because God has kept you in your right mind. You're here tonight because God has kept you on the straight and narrow path. Where would we be at with God's safety? God is my shield. The word, we read it tonight not too long ago. It says, God is my shield. He is my deliverer. He is my fortress. He is my buckler. He is my refuge. The psalmist said. The writer says it like this, that He shall cover you with His feathers, and you shall take refuge. With His feathers, and you shall take refuge. Anybody ever seen an eagle or a bird or a chicken or some animal like that that would cover its younglings and with its feathers, with its wing to protect them? How many understand that's what God does to you and I today? He comes around about us, and He protects us, and He brings us together, and He molds us, and He shapes us, and He said, this is a safe place for you. This is somewhere where you can grow. This is somewhere where you can learn. This is somewhere where you can get better. How many want to be better in the house of God? How many want to be better for God tonight? I want to be better for Him. The writer says it like that. His feathers are there to protect me. As the old hymn goes, I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. We've heard that old song, the old hymn. I love that song because it says, I'm sheltered within the arms of God. I'm so glad I have the arms of God that come round about me and uphold me and just hold me when I'm sorrowful, and hold me when I'm down, and they hold me and they protect me and they keep me safe. There are many things that could cause you and I to feel physically unsafe tonight. You may have felt threatened, or you may have been lost. I've been lost more than a few times. You don't want to be lost in the bad neighborhood. You want to be lost in the good neighborhood. But it doesn't feel good, Pastor, to be lost. It doesn't feel good to feel like you've been threatened or feel like you've been lost, or you may have had an experience of some kind of danger of some sorts of that made you feel unsafe. We go through things like that in life physically. We go through things, that experiences that make us feel in danger, but no one desires to feel this way. No one desires to feel in danger. We don't want to feel in danger. If you want to feel in danger, you probably should go see a specialist of some sort, like Brother Paul. But if you have that longing desire, there's something not right. It's a normal sense to feel safe. I want to feel safe, Sister Serena. I don't want to feel like I'm in danger. I don't want to feel like my life is threatened. I don't want to feel like my family's lives are threatened. But I want to feel safe, physically safe. We all want to feel safe and secure. Fear and anxiety can stem from living in an unsafe environment. When we go through something that's unsafe, or we feel like we're going through a tragic event in our life that makes us feel threatened, or makes us feel like we're not going to make it out and how we should, we start to have fear. We start to have anxiety. We start to be afraid of what might happen. We start to feel, hey, what's going to go on here, Lord? What's happening here? And we start to have a fear. We start operating fearfully. How many understand God has not designed you and I to operate in fear? He's designed us to abide in him, to be in him and be in his way and his will. Isaiah chapter 41, if you have your Bibles, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 says it like this. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." It says, "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness." How many want to be upheld by God? We have to be upheld by God. Deuteronomy says it like this. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, it says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor will he forsake thee." How many understand that the Lord, the King of Kings, will go with you? If you're abiding in him, he's there with you. And he will make sure that you are safe within his arms. I want to be safe within the arms of God tonight. I want to put my trust in him. I want to put my belief in him. I want to put my faith in him, knowing that he holds my tomorrow, Sister Angie, knowing that whatever I may face the next day, that he's going to handle it. Because I can't. I can't, and you can't, without him and his power and his might. We can do all we want to be physically safe. We can try all we can, Brother Jason, to be physically safe. We can get cameras. We can get them set up around our house. And not too long ago, I got a Ring camera for my house because I felt unsafe. I wanted a Ring camera because I wanted to know what was going on out in front of me. You know, we all have these little thoughts in our mind. Well, what's going to happen? What might happen? I'm going to try to shield myself from the blast of what might happen if an intruder comes in. Or we all want to be safe. We all want to be physically safe. We can do that. We can put up cameras around about our house, and we can buy weapons. We can buy guns. We can buy all kinds of things to protect us. Or we can go to the doctor and after doctor and try to be as healthy as we can, and try to take all the medicine that we can to be as healthy as we possibly can, and try to live as long as we possibly can. But at the end of the day, we have to remind ourselves that what's more important is that we are spiritually safe than physically safe. We can try all we can do to protect this body of ours that the Lord has blessed us with, and we ought to. We ought to try to be physically, you know, the way we should be, and how God expects us to live our life and look after what we have. But can I tell you something? There's more important than just your physical being. There's a spiritual being that we have to protect tonight. A spiritual being we got to keep safe. If the church is going to be the church of the living God, it's going to be a church that's abiding in him. It's going to be a church that's in love for him. Love with him. Spiritual safety is knowing that no matter what, I got to be where the Almighty God is. I need to be where his power is. I want my soul to be saved and to stay saved. In his presence, there is peace that passes all understanding. There is a fullness of joy. There is a love, and there is a protection in his arms and in his safety. There is fullness of joy. How many want to be full of joy? I want to be full of joy. 2 Peter says it like this. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, it says this. It says, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." How many know we got to make our calling and our election sure? If you haven't made that sure tonight, you can make it sure tonight before you leave this house. You can make your calling and election sure. I want to know that I'm safe. I want to know. I want to have that assurity that I'm safe. When I was young, when I was around 10 or 11, that was when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost at my house because I felt in my heart that I wasn't safe. I wasn't safe. I remember I was laying in bed, Brother Timmy, one night. And, you know, can I tell you something? Sunday school and church is essential for little children. I was laying into my bed, and I, for some reason, something just came up inside of me, and I was scared of where I was going to be if I didn't wake up in the morning. I was scared. I was fearful. I was worried, Sister Bree. I didn't know what the future held for me at 10, at the age of 10. And I remember crying, and I kept laying there, and I just kept crying, and I didn't really want to get up, but I just kept crying. And finally, I got up. And I went to my mom and dad, and I said, I'm scared. I don't know what's going on. And my dad said, I know what's going on with you. We need to pray. We're going to go over to this couch over here, and we're going to pray. And that night, I received the gift of the Holy Ghost because I was scared. I was fearful where my future was going to be at church. We ought to be scared. We ought to be worried about our souls tonight. We ought to want to abide in Him. We ought to want to be safe. We ought to be safe in God, in Christ. We can do all we can do with our physical bodies. But what really matters at the end of the day, Brother Paul, it matters where our soul is at. It matters where our heart is at. I want to be where God is, in His dwelling place. In His dwelling place. The fear of man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. That's Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. I want to put my trust in the Lord. In Psalms chapter 91, the lion represents trials or circumstances. We read through this in Psalms chapter 91. Psalms chapter 91, it talks about the lion, and it talks about the dragon. It talks about the adder. The lion represents the trials of circumstances that we will face. But the adder represents trials and circumstances that may come up out of nowhere unseen. We know the nature of a serpent is to just, boom, come up out of nowhere and get you out of nowhere without you knowing. And so this is what this represents, is that a lion is boisterous. A lion will just be there, and you'll see it, Brother Jason, but the serpent represents something that is unseen. I mean, understand, we face both circumstances today. Well, this is why we ought to abide in Him. This is why we ought to know who Jesus Christ is and have assurance of a safety net of, hey, I'm in good graces with God. If I don't see it coming, God is going to help me. God is going to protect me. God is going to be there for me because I've held on to His unchanging hand. And I know where my help comes from. And even if I do see it down the road and I know I'm going to have to face it, I know God will be there with me, Brother Ken. I know if I have to face a lion that He's going to be there with me. But if I face the adder and something comes up unexpected, I also know that He's going to have my back either way. If the church wants to stand, I didn't want to keep you too long tonight, but I want to know tonight, do you feel safe tonight? Do you feel safe tonight? Are you in a surety that you're where God wants you to be? Are we sure where we're at in our walk with God? And can I tell you tonight, it doesn't hurt to double check. It doesn't hurt to triple check. It doesn't hurt to quadruple check. And I don't know how to say the other one. Quintuple. Quintuple. Andrew knows it. Quintuple. Check and check and check again. We ought to abide in Him. We ought to know where we're at tonight in the safety of God. in the safety of God. This is a safe place, church. This building right here is a safe place. You can come to these altars and you can cry out to God in a safe way, without judgment, without condemnation. You can do that tonight. God is here and he wants to know where you're at. He wants to know where you're at. The lion, the adder, and the dragon in Psalms also can symbolize Satan. When we look at these three creatures that have been mentioned in the Psalm 91, it says the lion and the adder, and it talks about the dragon. But all three of these can symbolize Satan. The writer is saying that we have power over Satan if we abide in him, if we abide in Jesus Christ. How many want power over Satan? How many want power over sin? How many want power over the wiles of the devil? You can have power tonight. You can have power over that. I want to dwell in the secret place of God. I want to dwell in his secret place. I want to be under the shadow of his wing. If you feel afraid, it's time to draw close to God. If you feel scared, if you feel bothered, if you feel unsafe, the time is now to draw close to God. In a world that we live in today, there's a lot of unsurety. There's a lot of distress. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of things that can make you and I feel unsafe. Through sickness, through illness, through all these different things that could come our way, we can feel so unsafe at some times. And we can feel as though God has abandoned, but God has not abandoned you. God has not abandoned me. If you feel insecure, it's time to draw closer to the Lord. If you are unsure of what step to take next, get in his presence. Abide in Jesus Christ. It's in that very place where you'll find grace. It's in that very place you'll find mercy. It's in that very place you'll find peace that passes all understanding. It's in the arms of God. I want to be in the arms of God. I want to be where his presence is. I want to be where God is, and his presence is, where I'm safe and secure from all harm. Tonight, church, there's a presence here. It's not like any other presence. Tonight, there's healing here. It's not like any other healing. It's not anything a doctor can do for you. It's not anything a medical person can do for you. It's the healing power of Jesus Christ. It's special. It's extraordinary. The service will be not like any other service. Your relationship with God is on the line, church. Every day. We ought to abide in him. We ought to love him. We ought to be in his presence. We ought to want to and have a desire to live for him and to worship him. I want to live for him. I want to worship him. I want to abide in him. Abide in him tonight, church.